Bethel City Council protested two liquor store applications at its meeting Tuesday. Both applications would turn existing businesses into liquor stores, Philly's Pizza Restaurant and Cesari's Auto Body and Paint Shop. Neither buildings have conditional use permits yet for their construction. Both protests passed 5-1 with Mayor Rick Robb voting in opposition. Vice Mayor Byron Machinsky did not attend the meeting. Multiple community members opened the meeting, asked the council to pass the protest. Eileen Arnold, executive director of the Tundra Women's Coalition, says demand for services has increased and sexual assaults have gone up since Bethel opened a liquor store last year.
I expect with more liquor stores and more liquor availability that our numbers are going to continue to rise, but our capacity to provide services is going to hit a ceiling because of federal, state, and city fund availability. And that makes me question, can this community and this region handle another liquor store?
The council's main reason for opposing the Philly's application is the site's location. It sits across the street from a halfway house and a cemetery, down the street from a 4-H teen center, in near Bethel's largest park, Pinkies. The city invests in the 4-H center and in the park, and Councilmember Leif Albertson, who sponsored the protest, said a liquor store at Philly's would undermine that investment. Also, the area surrounding Philly's is a bushy, wooded area, Albertson said, is unsafe for Bethel's first responders.
I think for PD, certainly for fire department, when there's calls to that boardwalk, when there's calls to that area of Pinkies Park, it's very hard to respond to those calls, and it is, I would also argue, not safe to respond. We're leaving our vehicle behind if there's another call, if something is wrong, if we need help. We're a long ways from that.
Earlier in the meeting, Police Chief Andrea Shea told council that with the police force currently less than halfway staffed, it will sometimes take a while for officers to respond to calls.
Calls will respond to a priority-based assignments. There will be times it's going to take a while for an officer to get there.
Council member Alicia Welch sponsored the protest against the application to turn Cesari's Auto Body and Paint Shop into a liquor store. The shop, owned by Cesari Machinsky, sits near the seawall and across the street from another licensed liquor store, which is not currently operating. But the main reason for the protest is that the site has not received the required conditional use permit from the city, and as Welch said, the council was unclear on who owns a piece of property the site would expand its parking lot into.
There has been no land survey. Mr. Machinsky has provided a map in his original application and then just one tonight that is not the same as the one in his application.
If the paperwork the council received does answer the land ownership question, it could lead to Machinsky receiving a permit for the site. In that case, Councilmember Albertson said they could consider dropping the protest.
We have the ability to withdraw a protest. We don't have an ability to go backwards and protest. And right now, there's no conditional use permit. So in our code, it has not met zoning requirements.
The council has 60 days to protest an application after it receives notice, and Tuesday was the last council meeting before that time ended. The Alaska Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, which grants or denies alcohol licenses, will consider both applications in April. The board can issue one more liquor store license in Bethel, but not two.